Okay, so we're holding here in. I have an Empiric base marked off.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, we started an Empiric base or not?
I don't think we started.
Okay. His Bialuchot. So he was speaking about what Shleimus there are for a person, and the fact that there has to be something in a person that is beyond a Balchayim, or else you couldn't categorize a person as being unique. His Bialuchot. Kia Pe'ulis Aloikis, She Mitzas Ateira. So the type of mitzvahs that are in the Torah, they're meant to fit a person in as much as a person has a chelik of a nefesh that is elokis. I want to give just another mashal. I think we started this last time. There's a halacha that menachas become kadosh in the kli. In other words, when you put the mincha in the kli that you bring it, the kli is mekadosh any of the mincha that's in it. There's also a din that it's mekadosh to godesh, which means besides the flour that's in it, a mound of a certain amount is considered to be part of it, even though it's in fact not inside, but it's considered to be the hemshel of that which is inside. I guess if you can picture that, a person's nefesh plus neshama is the life force that fits his physical body, and therefore the drive, the mechanism, the cravings and so on fit the body, and then there's an element that steps up beyond it, and that element is the extra. And that is the neshama, and Torah fits that. So a person consists of the life force within him, and the life force that sort of doesn't quite fit the body, but reaches out to something beyond it. And Torah addresses those. V'apulas elam ha'shlomas adam shebehem yushlam ad shehu abriya ashebarot ritzayin v'ayret. Until he becomes the person or the being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So I'll explain it by Richos. So I think what's important to understand is, let's present a certain conundrum. You have one way of looking as a person being born perfect, in which case, what's the point of educating, developing, being mechanech a person? This is the way he's supposed to be, and that's that. There's another side, like a Christian type of belief, that the original sin made defiled man, but it's not. So yes, there's a certain begam in a person because of a chet. But that's not where avodah started. Avodah started with the fact that a person is born chaser and needs hashlama, and he himself should be mash himself. That is the shleimus. I want to develop this point a little bit because I think it's an important point to understand. When we speak about, we present the following issue, a sort of philosophical issue. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect and everything he does perfect, how did he create man as being imperfect? And we're saying that even without sin, man would be born imperfect. And so in a certain sense, you're saying something negative about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're decrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions as lacking perfection. How could that be? And the answer would be that for the purpose HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, this is the perfect way to get to it. Let's give an example. If you buy a book and the book is missing words here, there, and everywhere, the book is defective. The book is the type of thing they had before they had e-books. They actually had paper books, and they could be missing words. And a thing that's missing words is imperfect, and it's flawed. But they used to have, I don't know if you remember, they used to have, when I was young, they had something called programmed learning, which was like a sort of innovative way of learning, of studying. They would have, let's say, a textbook on chemistry. And like the second sentence would already have a word missing, and you could intuitively guess from the context what that word is, and you have to fill it in. And the whole book was like that. Every other sentence was missing a word or two, which was supposed to make you an active part in the learning and supposed to be much better. That was sort of the part and parcel of the learning. So those missing words are missing, but they're that perfection. There's a book called, it was very popular in my days, it's called The Hidden Persuaders by Packard. This was a book that showed how advertising works. It was written in the 50s or 60s. And one of the points was that, people don't always think rationally, and therefore, people do things. When you advertise, you need to tap into more hidden parts of a person, and so on. It's called hidden persuaders. And the many examples it gave. This is like the first stage of advertising, the first tikkuf of real advertising. One of them was as follows: somebody had invented instant cakes, and they had a package of like this powdery stuff, floury powdery stuff. You mix it with water, you bake it, and you have a cake. And it was not popular. And they realized that the reason that it wasn't popular, after studying intensively, was that people didn't feel, our balabusta didn't feel that it was really her cake. Because also it was mixed with water, so what they did was they developed a product where you have to mix it with eggs and water and maybe something else and then bake it, and that became very popular because you had enough input to make it feel yours. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tachas of the world was to create other beings that would be nehene, and the only way they could be nehene is by actually accomplishing something. In order to accomplish something, something has to be missing. So yes, it's missing, but that missing is a certain shlemus to it, and that is that's how we understand the chisaron in the world and the shlama. So even if a person starts out without a verse, the way he was supposed to be born, he still requires hashlama. So, since a person has an neshama that's lemaylo me'ateva, bal karcha, the person's hashlama lies not in something physical, or it's going to lie in something beyond, which relates to neshama. V'davaze mevur b'mekomas harbi, shemitzas haterim yisem adrega maylo me'ateva. There are many places where you have this point, that Torah mitzvahs are above teva. Ubimizmor hashemayim esavim kved keil. V'akach hischil loyma teres hashem tmimo atzoif hamizmor. This is very famous. Yesh mitchilas hamizmor atzoif hashem tmimo shiva psukim. There are seven psukim that are from the beginning until teres hashem tmimo, and that represents teva. V'akach teres hashem tmimo. Ken hogas ateva nivra b'shivas mebreishis. So seven psukim. The Shevus Mei Breishis, that is the world of Teva. V'ilu ha-Teira hi al ha-Teva, v'madrega shminis. Teira is something really doesn't fit into Teva. It's not, in the natural physical world, doesn't require Torah to make it be or happen or whatever it is. Val pitam ze mizma ashrei tmimo derech, shu zeh ha-Teira. It's the same reason why ashrei tmimo derech, which speaks all about Torah, basically, Yesh bo shmona alpha beisa. There are 8 alpha beis. Shatoyer madrega shminis. Shalateva shenira b'shivim ebreishis. וכן כל דבר שהוא על הטבע, והוא תקווה שחס הטבע, הוא אחה השיבה. וזה אתה מילה בשמיני. So eight is always something which goes beyond teva, and anything that has to do with that is going to be in Shmini. I think I mentioned before, Shmini doesn't have any real... Shmini doesn't have any meaning in its own, simply that it is doesn't fit into eight, into seven. Ki Adam, as I explains the Bris Mila, Ki Adam mitzad ha-teva nivrem arla v'pchises ha-teva. V'amili tikkun ha-teva. L'fik tikkun ha-zeh b'yom shmini l'fi shu'ach ha-teva she-nivres b'shus nebeshes. So Mila is the same thing. In terms of the physical, biological person, a foreskin is a natural part of the person, and the person is not missing anything. And medical terms, biological terms, person is not missing anything. This is natural for him. It's only meaningful in the context of something else, which is not a physical reality, that an arla is a prisus and it needs to come off. So the appropriate day for that to happen is the eighth day. So mitzvahs, which are spiritual activities, the person reaches a darga that's beyond teva. So explain this also, that what he says here, he says a person is sichli, and the teva is koach chomri. We're not talking over here about the part of the mind or the brain that we share with other animals. In other words, with other animals, the brain is also physical, in the sense that the brain can only perceive physical realities. So for instance, if a person has in himself physical stimuli and physical responses, even though it happens through the mind. For instance, a dog sees a cat, or a cat sees a mouse, and its mind calculates how far it is, and how far it has to run, and how to corner it, and so on. That's not above the physical. That's quite physical. Yes, the mechanism may not be physical, but basically it's dealing with physical to physical reality. When a person has ideas, thoughts that are conceptual, and especially when they're not about, when a person deals with the laws of physics, it's a conceptualization of the physical. It's still about the physical, but it's conceptualizing it. But when a person deals with concepts, like beauty, like goodness, like justice, so on, those are things that are beyond teva, and that's where seichel, and that's called seichli. And even though the teva works with the koach that comes from Hashem Yisparach, noima gan kein ke adam shu sichli pol bekoach asir shas Hashem Yisparach. So yes, the seichel is also Hashem Yisparach. Ulefikach roel la adam shu sichli vaseichlu ala teva hamitzvus haloikis shema meisim she'enem tivim. And seichel is something, seichel in the context that he's using it, is above, beyond teva, because these are activities that have no place in nature. Putting on tzitzis has no, it's not a warm beggar to keep warm, and so on. So so Adam is created chasa. It's his job to be mash himself. The hashlama means developing his self in a format that fits a being who is a lekus. Uve medrash, Charlton of Surfus Arasha, Eze Maisim Noim, Shakadish Baruch Shabbos of Adam. Very famous Chazal. Ton Surfus Arasha posed this question I think it says Rabbi Akiva, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember who's Rabbi Akiva, the Lashon mentioned. Yeah, I remember. So Rabbi Akiva said, so he asked him, okay, who's more perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu or man? Amalei shel basar v'dam. Mankind's actions are nicer. So the Zufi Rosh told him, 1 second, what does that mean? Reisa Shemayim V'aretz? Yohan Aske Eitzah Behem. Could man create the galaxies? Amalei Akiva Lo Taimali B'dvar Davashu L'malam Rabbi Shein Sholtim Olav. Don't give me an example with something that man has no shlita on. That's not Elamar Dvarim Shein Mitzuyim B'vnei Adam. Tell me about things that people can have a shlita on them. Amalei. So he says, okay, Lamatem Moilem. Why did you do Bris Mila? Amalei Nisa Dersh Adam Zad Shein. I realized that was where you're going to. That's why I told you man's actions are nicer. Hevel Rekiva Shabon Gulus Kos. Rekiva brought him stalks of wheat and cakes. Amalei, he told him to Nesufasa Rasa. So, basically, what he did was he showed him that wheat is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and cakes are what we made out of the wheat, and arguably cakes are much better than stalks of wheat. So he asked him, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, Omer of Akiva, the Loma Tiburi Yitzim of Utol Bevitnoi, Bimchat Chasa. He says, take a look. At birth, it's an extraordinarily complex process that is choreographed on its own. It doesn't need a doctor and a midwife. It goes by itself. Yet the umbilical cord is tied and it requires intervention. It's one of the only natural physical activities that requires intervention. So this dialogue over here between the Sufa Zarash and Rav Akiva deals with this issue. Ubiyazeh, ki turn Sufa Zayisave ki Ma'isar and Pchusim Ma'isar Teva. The Sufas held that man's actions are less than God's. But Ma'isar Teva Poliki. He says, so if God is more perfect than man, and God made man with a foreskin, cutting the foreskin is just making man less than he ought to be. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two forces into this world, two active forces. One is nature, one is man. Nature does not have any, there's no thought process that goes into it. It's automatic, it's mechanical. Man has an idea that he brings into the Bria, and in that sense, man is greater than Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stand in this world and constantly intervene. That's not him. He left two avenues of action. One is nature. One is man. And definitely, by the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it, man's actually superior to nature. Even the physical world, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, he said, Uridu, and Gas Hayam, and Rafa Shemayim, Uridu Arts, Vikivshua. We were given the mandate to change the world. We cultivate the land, we fence it in, we domesticate animals, we have them, we breed them, and so on. All of this is given over to us, and it's what we would rightfully call improvements.
Because
In other words, to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something, missing something, doesn't make sense. So he says, this is not good enough for chitim, because even though the gluska is nicer, but the shibolim are good. We're not saying shibolim are bad or missing. It's just that it can be improved. But over here you're saying that arla is mos. You're calling it something despicable, something repulsive, and so on. Well, he said, I'll show you examples that nature includes elements in itself that are simply chaser. So he says, he adds a point over here, a knetch. That itself, that Adam is, it comes out unformed totally and requires human intervention, is part of the perfection of Adam. So the coming out with the Arla, being that the Arla is something that requires perfection, in itself is a tremendous perfection. There's a beautiful story. It's a breast of a mashal. It's this incredible mashal. He has the following mashal. He says, a king once sent his son to learn to learn some craft. Comes back after 7 years, he asks him, what did you learn? He said, I studied lamp making lamps. So he said, okay, fine, show me something of your doing. So he builds a lamp, and then he calls in the town people for a public viewing. When they finish viewing it, the son comes in and asks his father, how did people like the lamp? So he says, I'll be honest with you, they found fault with it. So the son asked him, tell me, did everyone find the same faults in the lamp, or each one came up with a different fault? So the father thought a moment and he says, well, actually, each one came up with a different fault. So the son said, so you see that the fault lies in the people, and the lamp was only illuminating it for them. And they project it onto the lamp. He says, now that they understand what their own problem is, they're going to go back, perfect themselves, and come back and see that the lamp is perfect. And then the son added, is there a more perfect lamp in the world than the one that illuminates to each his shortcomings? The incredibly powerful muscle. In other words, the chisaron that's built into Adam itself is a demonstration of what the shleimus Adam is. Then he brings a medrash, a similar medrash. Kol ma'isa misheshes yimei breishes tzrich asiyah cheres v'chitim tzrich litchon chadol tzach lahamtik tzorim tzach lahamtik ad kan. Everything in breishes requires a further development. V'chol ze mipnei kein pol ateva ba'al ha'shlomo ba'atzmo el ha'adam she'esh ba'aser shal ateva. Because nothing in nature could possibly be Hashlama to a person who's beyond it. The truth is, even this mashal over here, it speaks to something like that, because really a person could eat raw vegetables and raw meat. It contains the nutrients, yes. The reason why we shun it and we want the foods that we eat is because we have a certain sense of what we think is appropriate taste, a texture, a color, etc. In other words, animals eat raw stuff. Whatever they're supposed to eat, they eat the way it is. They don't fuss with it because they just eat. We have, even eating, even something as physical as eating, we have a highly developed sense of textures and tastes and so on. And that's why we need everything. We can't eat, we can't sit and graze the land, even though biologically we might possibly be able to do it. What we need to do is to bring out things in it that are not physical. They'd have to do with other things. So anything that's created within Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis, it's not in a state of readiness for them. So there's no point in asking why was a child born without Mila. That's the way Teva is. Klapi, what Adam is, Teva falls short, just like 7 falls short of 8. If a person would come out finished, then he would be a product of nature, and he would not include within himself more than the natural order. So in that sense, Mila Shagina Kula, because in a certain sense it represents what the entirety of Torah represents. Don't think because of that that in the activity of the Kodesh Baruch Hu there's something wrong. So being that Adam is beyond the Tevar Mativim, then the chisorin that Adam seems to have is in itself the expression of Adam having something more than the others. Just like, let's give an example. Imagine if I am giving out clothing to poor people. So everybody needs a winter coat to protect him from the cold. So I give everybody a winter coat that has enough lining or whatever it is to protect him from cold. One of the poor people used to be rich or whatever, and he has a fine sense of things, and he looks at, and I'm giving him a coat. The coat is his size. It's thick enough to put in for element, but the person kind of snubs his nose at it because he has a sense of aesthetics or dignity that the coat doesn't meet up with. That itself is the sign of the person's stature. So everything that a person, Akash Bro created a limited world, and Adam doesn't fit quite in that limited world because there's more to him than that which finds shlemus in this world. There's more to him, and that creates needs that don't exist inside a physical world, such as Mila and so on. One more response. Even though there's no kash like that, even without whether it's a shlemus or not, there's no question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to become shalom. We're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing mila, and it's not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs. V'zeu mitzad abriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world stands with an arl also. But we, for us to reach a dagger, need it. It's our need. Minute. Imhoya Nivra Mahul Lahitsirf Allah Adam Kaya Kobni Adam Kach. It wouldn't be a step in perfection because this is the norm. So if everybody's a mold, that's normal. The word siruf, which is a development towards something more refined, means we're taking a step beyond what's the norm. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay, so
I was just going to ask a quick question.
Sure.
I can hold it. I just wanted to know, going back to the original Medrash,